Hey, it's Woody and Jim. Before this was a podcast,
it was us saying things on the radio.
On 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
We try not to be the, like, outrage of the moment show, because it's like so much, it's like all the cable news networks and everything on.
There's anger everywhere else. We're not going to give it to you.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're going to tell you about this one, because somebody's decided to mess with the ABCs.
What?
I mean, like, how elemental do you get, right? Yeah, you don't mess with the ABCs.
Totally,
It's a classic. It helps kids learn the alphabet. And it's set to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, which everybody knows.
Every kid knows the ABC song.
So I guess some schools around the country have changed the ABC's song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to play for you. Here's somebody, an adult, singing part of the new ABC's song that is in some schools.
All right.
Here it is.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
Reactions. What do you guys think?
She missed something, didn't she?
No, they're all in there.
She got them all.
But we all know that L M N O P is one word.
Well, turns out that's one of the reasons. Here is a newscaster explaining why they changed it up.
The new version will no longer have the rush of L-M-N-O-P, and it also removes the and in between Y and Z, eliminating the confusion of an extra letter.
And made it more confusing.
They overthought this, I think. Methinks they did.
Yeah.
What extra letter?
And? Y and Z, apparently they... Has there ever been a kid who thought "and" was a letter of the alphabet?
I guess they did that just to avoid any possible future confusion.
Okay,
by making it terrible.
Yes, but I guess parents are very upset.
We demand our LMNOP.
I know. We like the rush of the LMNOP.
That way, once you got to that part of the song, it's a breeze from here.
Right.
It's all downhill from
here. It's the home stretch.
LMNOP.
Bringing it
in. QRS. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I could do it. I passed. Time for Christmas in August, brought to you by the Margaritaville Hotel, distinctly Margaritaville and decisively Nashville.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to the phones and see if somebody can get in on this Chris Stapleton prize that everybody wants.
Who do we have here?
Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Okay, we got two packages. You get to pick package number one or package number two. Jim is going to open it up and see what's inside.
If it's got a staple, you're in the Stapleton prize contest thingy.
It is a thingy.
Well, pardon me for using, industry terms.
Yeah, that's right. Inside. It's inside baseball. Which one would you like to open?
Number two.
Number two, she says. All right. It's very festive. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas in August. Ooh, it's a big package.
And, there's not a staple. But,
man.
We have a consolation prize. We have a pair of tickets for you to go see Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire at Bridgestone Arena on August 20th.
That's very cool.
So, yeah, thank you. I like that.
All right.
Well, you hold on the line. We still have to get somebody into the Chris Stapleton contest. So, tell you what, the next caller is qualified to see Chris Stapleton.
93.3 FM. Back to Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
Three things you want to know. Boeing, who's had such an amazing track record lately, they decided, let's build spaceships. So they have this Starliner spaceship. If you remember back in June, a couple astronauts rode up there to the International Space Station, and then they had a little fuel leak in their Boeing ship, and they said, well, we can't go home yet. And so now it looks like they're going to have to wait till next year to come home.
Really?
As, they're going to hitch a ride with SpaceX that's supposed to go to the International Space Station in February. So
I wonder if they brought more than the like travel size toothpaste and deodorant, you know, because I thought it was a short trip.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, and there's that famous adage, like they're like, what goes up must come down, except for Boeing's case.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it'll come down when you least expect it.
Must take
it. Won't come down too fast. Producer Sean, what you got?
Yeah. So, you know, you guys know this, but just in case someone else doesn't know, you shouldn't siphon gas. That's stealing. But if you do, you shouldn't smoke while you do it. That's just stupid.
Smoke while you're siphoning gas? Yep. Were you actually sucking on the hose?
I'm assuming that maybe somebody did this.
Well, yes, they did. An Oregon woman was driving a bakery truck with Nana's sweet treats on the side when she rolled up to a parked U-Haul and decided, hey, I need to refuel.
Free gas!
She started siphoning gas out of this U-Haul into her Nana's sweet treats truck. And decided to light a cigarette at the same time.
Did she go boom?
Well, so she was arrested for arson, criminal mischief, and reckless burning. Not only did she catch that U-Haul on fire, she caught a separate U-Haul on fire. And I'd say Nana Sweet Treats got burnt that day.
I like the way you said it.
Yeah, I like that part better. Yeah. So, hey, everybody, let's remember that crime is bad.
The Taylor Swift Eras Tour concerts that were scheduled for tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday in Vienna, Austria, have been canceled because of terrorist threats. For everybody's safety, they just canceled the shows. They actually caught an ISIS extremist who was making plans to do some kind of terrible thing the Taylor Swift Eras Tour there in Vienna. Even though they caught the person, maybe two people, they just said, out of an abundance of caution, we're not going to do the shows. So, some very disappointed people in Europe.
Yeah, it reminds me of that a few years ago, the Ariana Grande concert that so many people died at.
Yeah.
It was a terrorist attack.
Just, can't be too careful. So, this was the first, I think, canceled shows of the Eras Tour. Because, as we saw here in Nashville, she plays in the rain, doesn't matter.
Yeah. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Hey there, it's the Woody and Jim Show. Want to say good luck to my girlfriend's, Melissa's daughter, Kimmy, who is studying to become a dental hygienist.
Awesome.
She and a bunch of her other friends are down in Alabama taking a big quiz today, they're going to nail it. And
good.
Weird they're going to Alabama because they really don't have that many teeth in Alabama.
Ouch.
I know.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
That's
a hurtful yet accurate stereotype. Sorry. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Going Postal Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center. See them for all that kind of stuff. All right.
Let's go to the phones. We have a couple of eager Gender Wars contestants standing by. We have Sherry in Centerville. Hey, Sherry.
How are you this morning?
We are doing great, thank you. Glad to have you. Steven's on the line with us from the borough. Hey, Steven.
What's up, guys?
All right. Good luck to both of you. Remember, the winner will receive a certificate of bragging. They will send to you and personalize it with your name.
That's right.
So you can pass it around to all your friends, text it back and forth, and they'll be impressed.
Yes, they will. Let's do a Get Acquainted question. We had so much fun with this one yesterday because it revealed so much. We're going to finish out the week with this. So starting with you, Sherry, what movie have you seen the most times in your life? You've just seen it so many times.
That would probably be Sweet Home Alabama, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah,
it's
great rom-com with Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
Steven, what about you? What movie have you seen more than any other movie in your life?
So the first two that popped to my head would be Armageddon or Forrest Gump.
Oh,
okay.
Well, two classics. One's a Armageddon, and then Forrest Gump. That's so cool.
It is.
Just showed that to my kids for the first time not long ago. They were like, "Wow, that was amazing."
Yeah.
All right. Let's
always
get into
a classic.
It so totally is. Let's get into the game and start with some multiple choice questions.
All right. We start with you, Sherry. Is Roman Reigns? Is he a professional wrestler, NASCAR driver, or a golfer?
golfer.
No. He's a wrestler.
Okay.
He's a wrestler.
Sorry.
Don't apologize.
Yeah, that's all right. There's still plenty of time to get back into it. All right, multiple choice for Steven. Is Laughing Cow a brand of shoes, cheese, or bakeware? Laughing Cow.
It's my favorite. It's my wife's favorite type of cheese.
Whoa. Cheese it is.
Very good. There's all a family history with Laughing Cow.
All right.
All right. 1-0 lead for you there, Steven. Sherry, you can bounce back with this one. What country does... What country does Labatt's beer come from?
Oh, gosh. Not a beer drinker. So, Germany?
No.
No.
You were close. It's Canada.
Great.
All right.
close enough.
I know. All right, Steven, you have a chance. There's no way Sherry could come back if you get this one correct. Here's your question, Steven. What do you learn at cotillion class?
Cotillion class?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Asked you first.
That's like manners?
Yes.
Yes, manners.
Manners, dancing, etiquette, you name it. And sorry, Sherry, it didn't go that well for you, but we invite you to come back and play again sometime soon.
Yeah, you were the first runner-up.
Steven, you hang on the line. You're getting a certificate of bragging you can show to all your friends that you won on Gender Wars.
Right on, guys.
Yeah, with Woody and Jim on 93.3, totally hits, totally Nashville.
We play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20. Let's all be here, all right?
Okay.
This is Woody, and sometimes I tell lies. Or do I? Maybe that's a lie.
Woody tells lots of stories filled with jokes and fire. But all we really
want to
know is Woody a dirty, stinking liar?
All right.
Is Woody a dirty, stinking liar?
Up to us to figure out.
Okay. You know, in the Olympics, they've had a lot of new events like break dancing, flag football, things like that. At one time, poodle clipping was an Olympic sport.
So dog groomers would come from around the world.
Specifically, poodle clipping was an Olympic sport. Is that the truth? Or am I a dirty, stinking liar?
Man.
I mean, if they ever held the Olympics in Paris previously, I'm going to say then yes.
Probably was. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, like French poodles. French poodles. I get it. Right. Okay, all
right. Right. It sounds like something they would do.
Mm.
They would also put berets on the poodles and make them smoke and drink wine.
Drink wine.
All the French stereotypes. Oh, wow. Now you've got me thinking. Mm. It's so tough because they've had weird things in the past. I just learned that they had like art for a whole bunch of Olympics. Like, how do you win a gold medal in art? But I think you're a dirty, stinking liar. I think you made that up.
Well, who's right? Producer Sean is right.
Ooh. Oh,
in the year 1900 in Paris, they had poodle clipping as an Olympic event.
He hit it on the nose.
And the winner clipped the fur of 17 poodles in 2 hours.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so it was how many poodles per minute?
He got 17 in 2 hours.
It was a timed event? I didn't know. Oh, my gosh.
I like Madonna before she got all full of herself.
Yeah.
What are you, Jim, in the morning? Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Sponsored by and paper trained by the Dog Wizard. You want a dog that's well-behaved and make your life and your house a lot happier? Go to thedogwizard.com, tell them Woody and Jim sent you, and you get 10% off.
I had a weird thing happen to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes just somebody says something to you out of the blue, and you're just going, what the heck? So I had to grab something for dinner, and I needed some chicken. So I stopped at a Kroger. Not at the one I usually go to near my house, but it was on my way.
Ooh, you went to a different Kroger.
I did.
In another neighborhood.
In another land.
Where everything looks totally different.
So I usually, unless I've got a huge cart full of groceries, I will go to the self-checkout.
Yeah.
Right? And you know how there's always just like one person working in the self-checkout area and they're monitoring like 12 different...
Yeah, in case you need to show ID to buy liquor or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like in the middle of the day, so it's kind of a quiet time, and I've got just a couple of things, and so I walk up to the thing, and the guy looks at me, and he just goes, "So you don't get outside very much, do you?" I was like, what?
Huh? You don't get outside very much, do you?
I looked at my skin. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not tan, but I'm also not blue.
You're not
like,
blue or translucent.
Like a vampire or something. And I was just thinking, like, okay, it wasn't like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And not even that. It was just like the first thing that came out of the mouth. Like, oh, you don't get outside much, do you? I'm like,
wow.
I was like, that's an interesting opening greeting.
I'm just here to buy groceries, not here to be judged.
He was nice.
Yeah.
He was smiling when he said it.
Oh.
But it's kind of like, yeah.
Maybe he listens to the show and he remembered that you couldn't mow your lawn there for a few days.
That I was mowing my lawn at night.
Yeah.
Because it was way too hot.
And because vampires like you have to do everything at night. So, yeah, you have to mow. Oh, see, obviously, yeah. It's all starting to come together.
Oh, Sean, obviously, you're giving him a lot of credit there.
He's a big fan of the show.
It wasn't random at all.
Yeah, the pale guy at Kroger who is a vampire who mows at night.
He knows me.
Shout out, Josh. Hey, thanks for listening.
So, yeah, I don't know. Apparently, I've got to start tanning or something.
You should, yeah.
Yeah, I do. It wasn't the worst thing to say. It's not like I walked up and he said, looks like you eat a lot of those Twinkies. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
like one of those.
It wasn't quite as judgmental.
Yeah, but it just kind of struck me as strange. Like, you can tell me to my face, you mm-hmm. guys, you see me every day. Am I pale?
I mean, if you spend a little bit more time down the Cheeto aisle, there's something for your skin down there, I'm sure, right?
Well, you're saying you should look like former President Trump? I couldn't go get a spray tan, or I could go to Lowe's and get some orange paint.
But then my hands would be tan.
That's true.
Or orange. Yeah, I don't think that works.
93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. Good morning, it's the Woody and Jim Show. Let's talk about animals.
We have a wild kingdom amongst the show members, and Sean.
So what's living in your house besides people?
I feel like St. Francis sometimes.
Yes.
I'm okay to
the
have
animals come to
the
you.
Animals
yeah.
come, yeah.
A little Dr. Doolittle action, yeah.
So we had a little possum babies going on when I was first talking to you guys a couple weeks ago. And earlier this week, my wife texted me towards the end of the show with a picture of another possum that was slightly bigger than these babies.
So word has spread throughout the possum community that this is a nice place to hang out.
It has. And apparently they like to congregate in our kitchen now.
He's just a little scared. Got the smile. What are we naming him? Buggy? After his eyes? Buggy?
Buggy.
So instead of taking care of the problem, you named him.
Yeah, that means he's yours forever now. That's your pet now, Sean. Sorry.
You want him, don't you?
I think he realized it, too, because as soon as I placed him outside on just something, he immediately ran off of that back towards the house and up our dryer vent. So he
made it back into the house before you did.
He's back in the house now.
Oh, wow.
I asked my wife if we could keep him as a pet. She said, legally speaking, no wild-born possum is allowed to be a pet in Tennessee.
She really? Looked it up. She's very official.
And then I pointed out he was born at home, so he's not really wild-born, right?
No.
Right.
No, he's born in captivity.
He's one of the babies.
In your kitchen.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, in Hermitage, our neighbor across the street, we've known this for a while. Her name is Ruth. She's the St. Francis of our neighborhood. She befriends all the animals. She feeds all the cats. Like, if she finds a stray cat, she feeds it. Then she gets it, you know, like, spayed or neutered. Mm-hmm.
She's a nice lady, yeah.
Yeah, then just lets the cats kind of roam the neighborhood. It's kind of fun. We like it, right? But we found out now she also lets the skunks come and eat the cat's food that she puts out on her front porch. So I tell you not, this is like the lions and the lambs laying together. I have seen on numerous occasions cats just laying on the porch and just, you know, hanging out with no concern whatsoever while there's a skunk next to it eating cat food. And they hang out together.
And so
they're like friends.
They must be friends, or, you know, the skunk would spray them.
Right.
So, wow.
So, I mean, like, yeah, we have this, like, incredible, like, cat skunks friendship going on that I watch. And I saw they happened this morning.
Yeah.
It was like 4 a.m. I saw them laying out there. I have video of the skunk and my dog who does not like it. So if you want to see Wally just looking at it going, what the heck is going on here? You can follow me at Jim Chandler now. It'll be in my Instagram stories.
Back to Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Three things you want to know. This made me laugh. Of course, I love it when, of course, we win gold medals at the Olympics. But it's I don't like that they let the NBA players play because they beat the snot out of everybody.
It kind of seems unfair.
Yeah, it's really not fair. It's like, you know, they're playing high school teams.
Yeah.
But yesterday something kind of funny happened as LeBron James, who is got a big ego and is tall and has a big ego. Yes. I guess they beat Brazil handily. And I guess the crowd went wild and he thought they were all applauding for him. So he's waving to the crowd and blowing kisses and saying, thank you. Yes, I am awesome.
Okay.
But found out somebody had to take him aside and say, they weren't applauding for you. There was a French swimmer gold medalist that walked into the building to see the game.
Oh.
So they were applauding and screaming for him. So there.
A
got
shot,
knocked down the size.
Shot to the ego. Oh, my God. Shot to the heart.
Producer Sean, what you got?
Yeah, so Applebee's has brought back their all-you-can-eat wings, riblets, and shrimp deal last month.
Mm.
Big news, especially when somebody tried to, feed the whole table her portion of that meal. Turns out that meal is only good for one person.
And, oh, so she ordered it just for herself and then shared with
started
everybody.
Dishing them out to everybody else. after management caught wind of this, they tried to correct the situation. They went ahead and just charged the whole table, individuals, which, you know, police had to come. The lady was not happy. Mm. And ultimately, she ended up being arrested.
It got out of hand.
Well, it got very out of hand.
I understand. You know, when you go to jail, they have free meals there, too. So
Yeah.
I don't think it's all you can eat, though.
No.
Hey, if you loved, like, the Barbie movie and you're like, oh, I wish I could live in, like, those Barbie houses. Here's something sort of similar.
Okay.
And also goes back to something you may remember, or at least maybe you bought it for your kids. Airbnb is renting out a life-size version of the Polly Pocket house.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
You know how it kind of opened up?
Yeah. It was like a heart that opened up.
It actually looks like that. And you can stay. It's in Massachusetts, so you'd have to make a trip for it. But it's 42 feet tall. It's a shell-shaped thing, just like the original Polly Pocket. And I guess it's like, if you do it in groups, they're celebrating, I guess, the launch of Airbnb, which was in 1989. I didn't even know that.
Oh, wow.
Been around that long.
Polly Pocket.
Oh, okay.
I missaw that. But $89 a person. So I guess it can hold like a whole bunch of people. And if you want to live in this big plastic house, you can make your arrangements soon.
Do they come at night and close the lid on you?
Yeah.
I love that. Three things you want to know, Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally hits, totally Nashville. It is wedding season, and Jim, your daughter is getting married?
Yeah, she's a fall wedding. Mm-hmm. And she gave you an honor yesterday, Woody.
Yes.
She sent me a text, and she said, gold medal to Woody for being the first person to RSVP for the wedding.
Actually, that's my girlfriend, Melissa. I don't look at the mail.
Well,
but somebody at my house was very on top of it.
I kind of know you.
Yeah.
So you can see my answer to her, which was, ha, I'll give credit to his girlfriend, Melissa.
But yay. Yeah, so you know me well enough to know that I probably didn't do that. RSVP'd like the day before.
I just saw like the 2010 census is still sitting on your desk.
Uh-huh.
You're not exactly like the most filling out the paperwork and getting it done kind
of
guy.
I used to be more of a procrastinator, and I'll eventually get around to doing it again.
So what I'm hearing is, guess what, Woody? You're going to a wedding.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I knew it was going anyway. It's just, you know, we got the formal invitation. We got the original one that said save the date. And so, of course, we saved it, and I totally forgot what day it was. then now we have the actual invitation. And on the invitation, it asks if you have any particular song you'd like the DJ to play at the reception.
So what song might I hear at my daughter's wedding?
Well, my girlfriend Melissa, obviously, she
filled it out
with Rick Springfield. So Jesse's girl, she would like that played on a loop.
All right, that's dinner music.
And I picked the Proclaimers 500 Miles because I want to get up and dance and march to that.
By it's yourself, probably.
It's a very romantic song.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.